Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No matter how much we attempt to define or comprehend it, evil remains an ambiguous and elusive notion. In Stoic philosophy, we're urged to understand human nature and face everything with calm and composure. Yet, when dealing with evil, recognizing it is often more straightforward than defining it. A malevolent individual doesn't need to explicitly show their intentions. The harm and cruelty within them will naturally reveal themselves. When you come across evil, you'll sense it immediately. Questions and justifications will lose their significance because your heart will recognize it before your mind can process it. What's truly alarming is that evil individuals can arise from unexpected places. They aren't confined to unfamiliar settings or hidden in the shadows. It's painful to realize that they can inhabit spaces we believe to be safe: schools, churches, places of worship, and even the homes of our closest friends. Their true nature is often veiled by an ordinary appearance, making them hard to detect until it's too late. Understanding evil is no simple task. It's not something that can be clearly encapsulated with words like immoral or cruel, as these terms hold varied meanings for different people. Yet, when evil senses that you've perceived its essence, it reacts in predictable ways. In this episode, we'll reveal 7 signs that an evil person will exhibit when they realize you've uncovered their true self. With insights grounded in Stoic philosophy, we'll analyze these signs to help you grasp and mentally prepare to face them with resilience and tranquility. The first sign: they present a new reputation. If you've ever looked at someone and thought they were haunted by dark forces, you might be wrong. In reality, humans can harbor far more malice than we expect. They're so adept at masking their true character that it might take years to uncover the cruelty they hide. But don't hold yourself accountable. Evil individuals are often skilled manipulators, seizing any opportunity to exploit others for their own gain. They accumulate what they desire, leaving those around them feeling drained and broken. Such individuals exist everywhere, and when you encounter them, you might only regard them as bad people. However, they represent much more. They embody deception and cruelty. Evil people don't rely on petty tricks. They're calculated in controlling how others perceive them. Once they know you've discovered their true nature, their first response isn't to confront the truth or admit wrongdoing, but to manipulate your perception of them. They understand the power of reputation and social influence, so they work meticulously to construct a new, polished image. Consider someone in your community known for hurting others, someone with a tainted reputation. When they realize you've seen through them, rather than withdrawing, they approach you with an entirely different narrative. They may deny the past you're familiar with, often blaming circumstances or others, weaving a tale that's convoluted and hard to piece together. It's like an expertly directed play, with them in the role of the misunderstood soul in need of sympathy and forgiveness. Marcus Aurelius, one of Stoicism's leading philosophers, once said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." Evil people know that if they can reshape your thoughts about them, they can influence not only how you treat them, but also how you perceive the truth. Their efforts to alter their reputation are just tactics to evade accountability, allowing them to keep exerting their negative influence unnoticed. This behavior can surface in professional or personal settings. Imagine working with a colleague known for deceit and betrayal. Once they realize you've seen their true nature, they'll immediately alter their behavior. They might start talking about how they've changed, the hardships they've faced, and claim to be a new person. It's all a facade, a thin disguise over their true nature, designed to make you question your initial judgment. Evil people don't just seek to shield their reputation. They want you to feel as if you've misjudged them. When they present a revised story or reputation, it's not genuine change but a clever tactic to cloud your perception, making you second-guess yourself. Over time, your initial confidence in recognizing their nature may wane, and before you realize it, you might start believing the fictitious tale they've crafted. This doesn't just leave you feeling perplexed, it also erodes your judgment and resistance. Stoic philosophy advises us to keep a clear mind in such instances, focusing on reality and not letting fleeting emotions lead us astray. That's why, when confronted with people attempting to reinvent their reputation, remember that it's not a mark of true change, but a calculated ploy to obscure their malicious nature and continue their manipulative schemes. Evil individuals don't only alter their image, but also emit unusual signals that evoke discomfort. Sometimes, merely being around them gives you a sense that something is off, a creeping unease that's hard to articulate. Pay attention to this feeling, as it could be the next hint of their hidden nature. The second sign, they emit strange vibrations. Vibrations are the emotions, sensations, and energies we receive. Everything around us holds energy, including our bodies. When we feel a specific emotion or energy, it's often due to unconscious absorption of frequencies from interactions in our energy fields. While this may seem abstract, scientific research supports the notion that energy and vibrations profoundly impact our perception and understanding of the world around us. These vibrations are particularly noticeable in our relationships. When dealing with individuals who harbor malicious intent, their energy becomes more pronounced and unsettling, especially once they realize you've recognized their true nature. This isn't merely about visible behavior, but also a sense of inner perception, the vibrations and negative energy they emit while attempting to maintain control. They invade boundaries and foster an atmosphere of insecurity. When people with malicious intentions sense their power is threatened, they often become more hostile and manipulative. You may notice a shift in your feelings toward them, a discomforting sensation that's hard to ignore. Their actions no longer feel genuine, but instead appear calculated. Such individuals will often seek to complicate your life, especially if they hold influence over you in a professional or social setting. This unsettling vibration isn't just about feeling uneasy, but is a warning that they're trying to create an oppressive environment where you feel vulnerable or controlled. They might start intruding on your privacy, asking irrelevant questions, or excessively monitoring your behavior. This stems from a disregard for boundaries, and when they sense their power is in jeopardy, they'll go to any length to reestablish dominance regardless of others' well-being. According to Stoic principles, mastering our emotions and maintaining calm in challenging circumstances is key. The philosopher Epictetus once remarked, "People are not disturbed by things, but by the view they take of them." When you pick up on strange vibrations from others, it's crucial not to allow these feelings to infiltrate your mind or disrupt your sense of calm. Recognize these behaviors as defensive reactions rooted in their fear of losing control or having their true nature uncovered. By staying calm and mindful, you'll avoid getting drawn into their schemes. Instead, use this awareness as a lens to see the situation clearly and sidestep unnecessary conflict. Toxic people often go to great lengths to try to control you, but you always hold the power to choose your response, rather than reacting impulsively or feeling pressured. Remember that composure and wisdom are the strongest tools you can use in this situation. Ask yourself, do these unsettling feelings and negative energies truly affect you, or are they simply a test of your mental resilience? Harmful individuals may manipulate circumstances as much as they can, but ultimately, you control how you interpret and act in any given situation. Everything that happens outside of you serves as material for strengthening your inner self. So, in any scenario, keeping your mind steady and undisturbed is key to overcoming every challenge. Have you ever been in a situation where someone's presence gave off strange vibrations and made your life more difficult? How did you handle those emotions? Feel free to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments. Together, we can discuss and learn strategies for keeping a calm mind in the face of these challenges. Moving to sign number 3, we find that they lie to cover up previous lies. A lie is like a complicated web that traps even the one weaving it. Every new lie adds another thread, gradually building an intricate structure in which the liar eventually becomes ensnared. When wicked people realize the truth about them has surfaced, they don't attempt to unravel this web of deceit. Instead, they spin more lies, hoping to obscure the truth further. Epictetus, a renowned Stoic philosopher, once said, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." When someone insists on defending their lies, they lock themselves into a cycle of deception and ignorance, unable to see the light of truth. We all encounter lies in daily life, and sometimes even find ourselves avoiding the truth. According to research, the average person lies once or twice daily. Often these lies are minor, intended to avoid unnecessary hurt, like sparing someone's feelings. A study found that 59% of adults lie at least once up to 5 times a day, with men reportedly lying more frequently than women. However, not all lies are created equal. Some are minor, like avoiding negative comments about someone's hairstyle, while others, like concealing an affair or a serious secret, are much more consequential. What differentiates the wicked is the very nature of their lies. Unlike lies told to preserve feelings or maintain harmony, these people lie to protect themselves and cover up their wrongdoings. When one of their lies is exposed, they refuse to confront the truth, instead layering more stories to validate the original lie. This creates an unending loop, with each lie serving as a futile attempt to shield something that can no longer remain hidden. This behavior not only highlights dishonesty, but also reveals a mentality fearful and weak in the face of truth. Such individuals, instead of acknowledging their faults and seeking to repair them, choose the perilous path of deceit. This path represents betrayal, not only of those who trust them, but also of themselves. Deep down, they know each lie pulls them further from reality, sinking them deeper into their own deceit. This erosion of trust makes forgiveness nearly impossible. Wicked individuals can't stop. They're trapped in their lies, with no choice but to confront the truth, a step they refuse to take. Even when exposed, they persist in lying, believing that further lies will salvage their image. It's difficult to remain calm when someone you care about withholds the truth. Whether it's a minor or significant deception, broken trust is hard to repair. For wicked people, breaking trust isn't accidental. It's a tactic to safeguard their interests, regardless of the consequences. These actions aren't just morally wrong. They demonstrate an irresponsibility towards the emotions of others. Such people often lack the ability to appreciate and value truth, as they are accustomed to manipulating reality to serve their needs. For them, truth isn't something to respect, but a tool to be reshaped at will. This renders them untrustworthy, and once trust is shattered, it's almost impossible to rebuild. Next, let's examine another behavior of wicked individuals when they realize you've seen their true selves. Sign number 4. They appear only when they stand to gain something. "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one," said Marcus Aurelius. This quote reminds us that actions, rather than words, define a person, particularly when dealing with toxic individuals. In these cases, the truth eventually reveals itself, exposing their true intentions. One common trait of such people is that they only come around when they have something to gain, especially after you've uncovered their real nature. They no longer pretend to be sincere friends or companions. They appear when they need something and vanish when you need them most. Before you saw their true colors, they may have seemed dependable, always there when needed, showing care and concern. But as you start to discern their darker traits, everything shifts. They only surface when they have something to gain and disappear once they've taken all they can. This behavior mirrors that of opportunists, those who never truly invest in relationships but always calculate what they can extract. When there's nothing left to gain, they leave, showing little regard for your emotions or needs. Such people often reappear after you've overcome a tough situation on your own. Once you've picked yourself up,
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
They return with apologies and excuses, hoping you'll quickly forgive and allow them back into your life. They take advantage of your kindness and forgiving nature to resume the relationship as if nothing ever happened. If you decline, they stop showing up until they need something again. These people don't change. They don't genuinely care about you, only about what they can obtain. The story of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus offers insight into how people exploit others while feigning loyalty, only showing up when they need help. As a follower of self-discipline and patience, Epictetus had numerous students who sought his wisdom. Among them was one who appeared deeply devoted, frequently approaching Epictetus for advice on personal issues. But when Epictetus faced a difficult trial, needing support from his students, this particular one was nowhere to be found. After Epictetus managed the challenge on his own, this student reappeared with excuses, pretending he had never been absent or unreliable. Epictetus, in his wisdom, clearly saw that this student wasn't genuinely concerned for him, but rather sought him out only when there was a personal benefit involved. He didn't let these empty excuses and insincere behavior disturb his inner tranquility. From this story, we can learn the importance of recognizing others' true intentions and identifying when our kindness is being exploited to protect our own peace. Stoic philosophy encourages us to prevent such individuals from impacting our lives and mental well-being. These people don't approach with sincerity. They come with calculated intentions. A wise person sees this and doesn't allow their kindness to be taken for granted. Instead of feeling disappointed by their absence, view it as an opportunity to free yourself from unhealthy relationships. Reflect on Marcus Aurelius's teachings. Continue to be good and act according to your philosophy, regardless of others' behavior. This practice helps us preserve our peace and avoid getting entangled in emotional manipulation. When such individuals realize that you see their true nature, they'll appear in your life less frequently. But there's no need to feel regret or anger, because their absence is a gift, enabling you to focus on building more authentic connections. No one can exploit your kindness indefinitely if you protect yourself with wisdom and clarity. Rather than continuously forgiving and accommodating such people, focus on cultivating relationships that bring true support and long-term growth. How about you? Have you encountered people who only approach you when they need something? Share your story and let us know how you handle such situations. Moving on to sign number 5. They try to make you feel foolish. One primary tactic that narcissists and malicious individuals often use to achieve their goals is making others feel inferior or foolish. Imagine opening up to someone you care about, only to receive dismissive responses like, "Oh, you should have seen that coming," or, "Why did you do that?" Such remarks, though seemingly minor, weigh heavily on you, leaving a sting of pain. When you seek empathy, you're instead met with shame, left blaming yourself for not foreseeing what now seems obvious. In that moment, they've achieved their objective, making you feel foolish, isolated, and small. This is how malicious individuals work to belittle you, causing you to doubt yourself, making it easier for them to manipulate and control you. In Stoic thought, every action should stem from reason and virtue. Those who deliberately harm others through mockery and mental manipulation not only lack virtue, but also defy the Stoic principle of living in harmony with nature. They create environments that lead you to constantly question yourself, whether you truly understand life relationships, or even yourself. These comments and behaviors aren't just thoughtless insults, they're part of a calculated strategy. The most troubling aspect is that once you start doubting yourself, you become more vulnerable. And that is precisely the trap that malicious people want you to fall into. When you feel weakened, you're more likely to seek reassurance from the very person who hurt you. For them, this is a way to reassert control, not because they value the relationship, but because they want you within their grasp, where they can continue their manipulation. Stoic philosophy, with its emphasis on managing one's own responses, would approach this situation with clarity and calm. Faced with insulting words or attempts to make you feel inferior, a Stoic would avoid engaging in the mental game. Instead, they would remind themselves that their true value isn't shaped by others' opinions, but by their own understanding and self-respect. A Stoic might ask, "Why should I allow myself to feel diminished by the meaningless words of someone lacking kindness?" Rather than reacting with anger or hurt, they would step back, evaluating the situation from a rational distance, like an impartial observer. This calm and unwavering stance becomes the most powerful defense against toxic individuals. They may attempt to make you feel foolish, but they only succeed if you accept and internalize it. Stoicism advises us to focus on what we can control, and our reaction to others' behavior is always within our control. Malicious individuals want you to respond emotionally, to lose your composure. But a Stoic's strong spirit won't allow that to happen. Moreover, their attempts to belittle you aren't merely punitive. They aim to distance you from your self-confidence and inner strength. When you begin to see yourself as inadequate, you're more likely to depend on them, seeking their approval. Yet, this dependence only strips you of autonomy and genuine happiness. In essence, one of the most subtle tactics malicious people use when they know you've recognized their nature is to make you feel foolish. However, Stoic philosophy teaches that our worth isn't rooted in what others think or say, but in how we face the world. Remember, while you can't control others' actions, you can always control how you respond and think. That is the key to preserving your inner strength, even when dealing with those who try to bring you down. Moving to sign number 6, they act as if they're oblivious to their actions. Have you ever wondered how to identify someone who is purposefully hiding their true nature? This is an important question, as not everyone around us is always transparent about who they really are. When a bad person is exposed, they often adopt a cunning strategy. They act as if they're completely unaware of the consequences their actions have caused. They play the victim or act naive, expressing surprise at the situation as though they had no idea of the harm they inflicted on others. Stoic philosophy teaches us that a person's nature is revealed not just through their actions, but also in how they respond when confronted with challenging situations. Epictetus, a prominent Stoic philosopher, said, "People are not disturbed by things, but by the views they take of them." Here, harmful individuals exploit others' interpretations and emotions, turning their wrongdoings into a psychological game filled with deceit. When exposed, they act as though they were unaware of the damage caused by their actions. This is more than just dodging responsibility. It's a form of manipulation. They create a false innocence to make you doubt your own emotions and experiences. For instance, they might sarcastically say, "Why didn't you tell me you were hurt sooner?" This tactic is meant to shift the blame onto you, despite it being clear that they're the one at fault. In these situations, you might feel confused and frustrated. These harmful people not only deny accountability, but also attempt to erase the truth you bravely confronted. Even if you've expressed your feelings openly multiple times, they continue to ask, "Why didn't you tell me?" This repeated question is not only a way to dodge responsibility, but also a way to diminish your worth and feelings, making you feel as though you're overreacting or partly to blame. This is how they aim to control your emotions. They want you to question yourself or, at the very least, feel uncertain about your right to judge them. This manipulation is highly toxic and sophisticated, distorting the truth in ways that make you feel guilty for being hurt. Stoic philosophy stresses the importance of sustaining a strong spirit in these moments. While the actions and words of others are beyond our control, we can control how we react when faced with people who intentionally conceal or deny their wrongdoings. It's crucial to remain composed and not let them undermine your self-worth. When malicious people realize you've seen through them, they'll often go to great lengths to avoid facing the truth. They're unwilling to take responsibility because that would mean acknowledging the consequences of their harmful actions. Instead of honestly admitting their mistakes, they act innocent, insisting they were unaware that their behavior caused any harm. When confronted, they twist and distort the truth, aiming to confuse you and make you doubt your own experiences. This behavior is not only deceitful, but also shows deep disrespect. It denies the truth and devalues your feelings. Such people understand that if you start doubting yourself, they can continue acting without fear of consequences. In such situations, Stoic philosophy offers valuable guidance. You don't need to change yourself or seek their approval. What matters is holding true to your values and your belief in what's right. Don't let them make you question the truth. Self-control and inner strength are the tools that will help you overcome the challenges they present. Sign number 7. They try to manipulate you. If someone is manipulating you, they aim to control your actions and strip away your ability to think independently. This tactic not only affects your relationship with them, but also impacts your other relationships and mental well-being. Manipulation is a subtle intrusion, often masked by a facade of care and kindness. Manipulators use emotional tactics to control you, placing you in a vulnerable position, making it easier to dominate both your thoughts and actions. Manipulators often possess high emotional intelligence, enabling them to deeply understand others' emotions and thoughts. Instead of using this to foster healthy connections, they exploit it as a psychological tool to identify and take advantage of your vulnerabilities, such as hidden anxieties, insecurities, or cherished personal goals. They persuade you to give up what's important to you, making you increasingly dependent on them. Manipulation isn't always easy to detect. It can appear in many forms, sometimes disguised as kindness. You might encounter someone who's always willing to listen, understand, and show deep concern for your emotions. However, if their intent is self-serving rather than genuinely helpful, their kindness becomes a sophisticated manipulation tactic. They create a sense of indebtedness, making you believe they're the only person you can trust, subtly drawing you under their influence. When dealing with manipulative individuals, it's essential to set firm boundaries and consistently uphold them. Boundaries protect you from manipulative tactics and help maintain your values and personal autonomy. This requires self-awareness, recognizing your limits, and refusing to let anyone cross them. Manipulators, with their keen understanding of emotions, will try to bend your boundaries, suggesting that small compromises aren't significant and that relying on them brings safety or happiness. But in Stoic philosophy, true happiness arises from internal control, not from external sources. Allowing someone to manipulate you means surrendering your freedom and giving them control over your life, something a Stoic would never accept, as it contradicts the principle of living freely and independently. One common tactic manipulators use is fostering dependency. They may convince you that you can't handle problems alone, that only they can understand and help you. But once you fall into this trap, you gradually lose the ability to make decisions independently. Your self-confidence erodes and you become reliant on them. Manipulators will exploit you until you've lost your sense of autonomy, becoming a pawn in their power games. Escaping this cycle isn't easy, but it's possible. Remember that manipulators won't easily let go. They'll continue to use tactics to keep you under their control, making you doubt your abilities and decisions. The key is to reaffirm your boundaries and refuse to let anyone cross them. While you can't control others' behavior, you can control your response, and that's your true strength, a power that can't be taken from you without your consent. In summary, we've covered 7 common behaviors of toxic individuals when they realize you've uncovered their true nature. These signs offer insight into the hidden intentions behind their outward appearances, helping you protect yourself from negative influences. Stoic philosophy teaches us that staying calm and exercising self-control in all situations is vital to overcoming any challenge. Remember, toxic people will always try to control and manipulate you, but real strength comes from not letting them disturb your inner peace. If you found this episode helpful, please like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss future episodes. Until next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.